USA Radio News.
House leaders briefed on California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell's ties to a suspected Chinese spy. The FBI yesterday briefing Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. No comment from Pelosi after the meeting on Swalwell's future on the House Intelligence Committee. McCarthy wants Swalwell removed. That meeting part of a busy day on Capitol Hill. Lawmakers also helping avoid a shutdown. President Trump last night signs a bill funding the government for two more days. This buys lawmakers time to work on a COVID relief bill. One sticking point, stimulus checks. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson among those opposing $1,200 stimulus checks.
To spend another $275 billion, send it out to 115 million households, when we are currently at about 9 million jobs less than we were in a record economy before the COVID recession.
House leaders hoping for a vote Sunday afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
California, among the states seeing the largest COVID spikes, the state setting new death records Wednesday and Thursday. Dr. Ron Borger tells CNN if this continues, doctors will have to make gut-wrenching decisions.
If things don't change, we're going to probably be rationing care, and that's something that's very concerning.
Hospitalizations in California doubling since December 1st. While COVID relief is in sight thanks to the vaccine, it will be a while before we see case numbers come down. University of Washington Dr. Chris Murray tells CNN he expects 60,000 more deaths in the U.S. by April 1st.
It takes time to deliver the vaccine. You know, it takes 8 or 9 days before it starts to have much of an effect on those who are vaccinated. You take all that into account, we don't expect to see a major dent on the daily death rate from vaccination until sometime in February.
Dr. Murray says it's very important that we be careful for the next 6 to 8 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Trump administration withholding money from two states.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the Trump administration is withholding $200 million in Medicaid funds to California over its mandate that employers cover abortion in health plans. Additionally, the Justice Department announced a lawsuit against the University of Vermont Medical Center after it forced out a nurse who complained about being forced to assist in an abortion. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A 9-year-old boy making millions on YouTube. Forbes releasing its list of the top YouTube earners from the past year. Ryan Kaji tops the list, making almost $30 million. His site focuses on toy reviews. He has over 41 million subscribers. The YouTuber known as Mr. Beast comes in second, making $24 million in the past year. College football, the Oregon Ducks win the Pac-12 title, beating Southern Cal last night 31-24. More conference title games today in the Big Ten, ACC, SEC, and Big 12, among others. Barack Obama out with his list of streaming favorites. For TV, he likes Better Call Saul, The Last Dance, and The Queen's Gambit. For movies, his favorites include Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Mank, and Beanpole. And Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos working on a spinoff of All My Children. The couple met on the set of the soap opera 25 years ago. Variety says the new show will air in primetime. It'll be called Pine Valley. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.